Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Thursday night. Welcome in. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It is great to have you with us tonight. My name is Matt Pauley, taking you all the way through 8 o'clock this evening. When I wrap up, it's going to be Jen Cease coming in. She's got a city spotlight tonight from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. So nothing but sports talk here on KMOX, beginning at 5 o'clock with the Redbird Rush Hour. These next 2 hours of Sports Open Line and the city spotlight beginning at 8 o'clock. As always, if you want to chime in on the program, multiple ways to get connected. You can call or text 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. And for those of you who are watching on the video stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you can leave a comment in the chat, and we will get to some of those as we go along through the program this evening. Off day for the Cardinals. They just had a pretty solid series against the A's. I don't think on paper they match up well against the A's. A's aren't a great baseball team, although they're playing some pretty solid baseball here recently, especially up until the series before they matched up against the Cardinals. They were among the league leaders in wins over the last 3 weeks to a month leading into that. So they've been playing some pretty good baseball. Just the fact that their hitters are so aggressive at the plate and the way that team is built and the way they play, on paper, I didn't think it was an especially good matchup for the Cardinals. So I give them credit for being able to take 2 out of 3. The one loss was one-sided. This series kind of is the microcosm of what we have seen from the Cardinals this year, because they allowed 13 runs. And they scored 10 runs. So they're outscored, 13 to 10 over the three-game series, and they take 2 out of 3. I talk about it all the time, the fact that the Cardinals, and I think manager Oliver Marmol specifically, is very good when it comes to the resource allocation and putting your resources towards games you have a chance of winning and not so much towards the games that you're likely not to win. And what we saw in this three-game series against the A's is a really good example. And they lose that first game by a bunch. Yesterday, they were able to add on late. They win 5-1. Really, what turned into the swing game was that second game of the series. And that could have easily been a loss. That could have easily been a shutout loss for the Cardinals. It was one swing of the bat by Ivan Herrera on a home run that just cleared the wall. If he hits that 3 feet shorter of what it was hit, well, then they likely lose that game by a 1-0 score. Instead, you get the one swing of the bat by Herrera, and you win 2-1. So that's, when we talk about winning series and losing series, looking at this A series, there's the fact that a ball was hit 2 feet longer than it, than, one, if it wouldn't have been hit those 2 feet, extra to get it over the wall, we're probably looking at a series where the Cardinals lose 2 of 3, and we're talking about it in a very different kind of way. So, yeah, good series. Good job by them. And now, I think, I'm always careful about how I say this, because anytime I say the P word, playoffs, I immediately get all kinds of messages coming at me about how dare I even say that word, that this is a Cardinals team that is not a playoff club. And I agree. I don't think they are a playoff club. Has the door completely closed yet? No, it is not completely closed. And the Giants are one of the teams that are right in front of them. And while the Giants are going to visit St. Louis, you're going to have the Mets and Cincinnati playing against each other. So I think it's an interesting next few days, and I will be interested to see what the Cardinals can do against the Giants and what things look like when this weekend comes to an end, because I think this is an important series for the Cardinals, and it's going to be fun to see the Giants come in here for the weekend. We've got a lot coming up on the program today. We have a number of guests who are going to be with us. Bernie Miklas is going to join us in about 7 minutes or so. We'll just talk with him about all things Cardinals baseball. We'll talk some City SC coming up later on this hour with Neil Saika. He's going to be on the call for Apple TV. And then next hour, we're doing a whole bunch of college football. Natalie Jones is the sports director at ABC 17 in Columbia. She is going to join us at about 7:05. And then Glenn Kinley, he is the sports director for, WCIA. I wanted to make sure I got that right. WCIA in Central Illinois. We'll talk Illinois football with him coming up at about 7:20. So we'll talk both Missouri and Illinois football. So many people fired up about Missouri and Kansas matching up on the gridiron coming up on Saturday afternoon. That's going to be fun. I'm a big believer, and I understand why the series got put on hold. And I'm a Big 12 guy. I went to a school that is still in the Big 12 conference. So when all of a sudden schools started exiting the league, as somebody who appreciated the conference that my school was in and wanted to see some of the rivalries remain, I understand the animosity that existed for Missouri and Texas and Texas A&M and Oklahoma, and even though they're back now, Colorado. I understand it all of that, but you always knew that with time, the wounds were going to heal, and they did, and now we get to see one of the best rivalries in all of college football return coming up on Saturday with Missouri and Kansas. I don't know how you feel about Paul Feinbaum. People either love him or hate him. I appreciate him for this, because nationally, the Missouri-Kansas rivalry does not get the respect that it deserves as being one of the top rivalries in all of college sports. And I mean, this is a rivalry that goes back to when these states were essentially first coming into existence. Paul Feinbaum, to his credit, is understanding of this rivalry. And the SEC Network always sends their SEC Nation stuff out, and that includes Paul Feinbaum doing his show on Friday from one of the locations, and he's part of their coverage on Saturday. And I guess just based off, I wish I could credit somebody. I just saw this on social media yesterday. But I guess they wanted to send all that to Lexington, Kentucky for the Ole Miss-Kentucky game, because that's an SEC matchup. And to his credit, Paul Feinbaum reportedly stepped in and said, "Are you guys crazy? Do you understand what the Missouri-Kansas rivalry is? There's no way we're going to Lexington. We're going to Columbia." And I guess Feinbaum's got the power to make that change, and he did. And there's going to be a lot of eyes on Columbia this weekend for a matchup against the Tigers and the Jayhawks. So a lot to get to today. As always, want to join us, 314-436-7900. You can call or text that number. You can tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air, or we welcome in your comments on the video chat. Bernie Miklas joins us in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it as we roll on here through a Thursday night, a full two-hour program this evening because we've got no Cardinals baseball. They're back at tomorrow. It's going to be a really, really cool weekend at the ballpark with the Hall of Fame ceremony on Saturday, 85 team being recognized throughout the weekend. Just some really, really cool stuff. So hopefully folks get down to Busch Stadium and enjoy it this weekend. Right now, very happy to welcome onto the program. You see him and hear him all over the place. Of course, here on KMOX, part of Redbird Rush Hour, part of Gas House Gang, part of Sports on a Sunday morning. He's part of the big part of STL Sports Central with written and video content, and also doing the Cardinal Territory podcast with Katie Wu. It's our good friend Bernie Miklas. Hey, Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing good. I got to tell you something real quick. I know we have limited time. So last night, I was watching you doing your post game show on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I should have concealed my identity and sent you some kind of like nasty message
just to rile me up because you like it when I get riled up.
Exactly. See, I guess I was too sleepy to do that, you know, but yeah, I'm going to do that one time. I'm going to ambush you.
Okay. I'll be ready. Yeah, you can ambush me. You cannot sell out on me based off Brant Brown's comments, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yes. What did you think about all that?
I thought it was interesting. That's actually where I wanted to lead off with you. I'm not going to ignore your question, but I want to ask you this question first because you are very savvy when it comes to things like this. Did you think that the message that was sent on Tuesday was that a very preordained, predetermined? That was the goal going into that conversation to send that message.
Listen, I wouldn't rule it out, but I don't think so, only because Ollie Marmol and Brant Brown are wired differently. Ollie will be pretty straightforward, but maybe perhaps not as candid when it comes to criticism because, you know, the manager's in a spot where he's dealing with a lot of people. Relationships have to be kind of strong. Coaches have played the role of being the enforcers, and that's been everywhere. The thing with Brant Brown, and you know this, man, when you ask him a question, he's going to tell you what he really thinks. Like, there's no filter, really, and he doesn't hold back. So it's not like he had an orchestrated plan to come on there and, you know, rip Jordan Walker. But if he's asked a question, what's it going to take to get him gone? And he has a definite feeling about what it's going to take. He's going to tell you what it is because that's how he does things. He was like that when he was coaching Albert Pujols with the Dodgers. I mean, straightforward, told Albert some things he probably didn't want to hear, but Albert appreciated that. So I don't think they were trying to light a fire, but I'll put it to you this way. I don't think they regret what happened. Mm-hmm. I think they maybe saw that this could be something that got so much attention. It could be something that does get his attention.
Yeah, I appreciated it, Bernie, because I'd heard some rumblings about some things that had kind of gone in that direction, but I'm always really careful. I'm not going to say things sure. that I don't know are true. So I almost felt like, from our perspective, Brant Brown making those comments, it almost opens up another avenue for us to walk through when we're talking about this, because now we have a more on the record type thing to go yeah. with moving forward.
No, I agree. Listen, when Jordan Walker, when they sent him down in 2023, and he was very resistant to, you know, putting into practice the swing changes they wanted to see. And by the way, they were absolutely correct in trying to get him to adjust his swing. There's no question about it. But I kept hearing some stuff, and you know, I heard some stuff again in 2024. It's like, hey, he's a really good dude, Jordan Walker, and everybody likes him, but he doesn't accept coaching as well as some other young players. And that seemed to confuse some people down there. They weren't sure why, because coaches really want to help him, but he kind of had a little bit of a stubborn streak. And I wrote that. I didn't go off on Walker, but I did write that, saying, well, there's one thing about him that I'm learning that's kind of interesting. There's, you know, he doesn't just automatically buy in with coaching. He just sort of goes about his own way. And I was getting just clobbered by fans, you know. And, you know, I rest my case. I mean, you have Brant Brown, who Albert Pujols called Ollie Marmol and said, this guy's a great hitting coach. It's just what a young team needs. You got to hire this guy. So when Albert Pujols takes advice from Brant Brown and it turns around his late career fade, because Brant Brown fixed him, I have a hard time understanding why Albert Pujols loved Brant Brown and absolutely jumped on the advice that Brant Brown gave him, but Jordan Walker doesn't? Something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah, there is. And I've mentioned this a couple times over the last few days. I keep thinking about it. There was a story a couple years ago. I think it was written in Cardinals Magazine, but I'm not 100% sure. And Alec Burleson told the story about going into the cage and seeing Pujols working against the high-velocity machine, and Pujols was taking like two or three steps forward towards the machine to make it that much more challenging. You have to react quicker, yada, yada, yada. And Burleson loved it and started doing that. And that's the spirit of somebody who wants to get better, even if the practice is a challenging thing. And yeah, it's taken some time, and there's definitely been starts and stops with Burleson, and the end of the season last year wasn't great for him, but we see somebody with the spirit of, I'm going to do what I need to do during the day to make myself as good as possible, no matter how uncomfortable it is. And then listening to Brant Brown, it sounds like there's a few too many guys on that roster who want to just feel very comfortable in the stuff they do in the afternoon.
Well, that's exactly right. And that was one of my impressions too, that, you know, Brant Brown, and I'm not going to quote him correctly, but, you know, I'm trying to paraphrase. What he said was like, you know, our guys are going in the cage and, you know, we don't hit fastballs well, and we all know that. So I tell him to turn the dial up, you know, get in there and take your hacks against faster pitches, faster than you're even going to see in games, and it'll kind of quicken you up. And you know, I was told later on is that, you know, he'll watch this, and guys are actually setting it kind of easier because they want to like have fun or something. and he doesn't understand that. And you know, let me put it this way: anybody who blames Brant Brown for anything really needs to just go sit down, because anything he says is based on truth and is totally reasonable. You can't hit fastballs 95 plus miles per hour. Okay. When you go in the cage, it's not something you horse around with. Turn that dial up, have that thing coming in at 103, 104 miles an hour. And then it won't be so strange when it comes in 100 miles an hour during get actual live competition. What's so unreasonable about that?
Nothing.
It sounds like common sense to me.
Yeah, I like that a lot. In your piece today that you wrote at STL Sports Central, you got a lot into Walker, and I encourage everybody to head to the website and read it for themselves. But you also did a comparison of what went on with him and what the team is doing right now with Joshua Baez, who they are slow playing, who had some major struggles for a couple years in the minor leagues and has really found a new gear this year, which is making people excited about him once again. But it is a good reminder about, like, guys get developed and it takes time, and it's really hard to develop guys at the big leagues if they haven't really been forced to adjust in the minor leagues the way they've tried to do with Walker.
No, that's right. And I listen, there's no set schedule for anybody. It's a case-by-case basis. But you know, looking back on all the difficulties Walker has had, looking back on it now, and it's much easier to look back on it now and sort of say, okay, maybe they should have done this. But I'm not really being critical of the Cardinals as much as I'm making an observation. I think Jordan Walker was perhaps more undeveloped. He's just an amazing raw talent, but not polished, not that, just sort of that hitting savvy, what hadn't developed yet. You know, learning how to, things came so easy to him. And all of a sudden, it's like he's in slumps. He's in a valley. He doesn't know what to do. He's losing his confidence. And I think you have to, sometimes guys have to fail, and they have to fail a lot before they succeed. And my point in bringing Baez up is, like, here's a high school hitter that was drafted 1 year after Walker, a high school hitter, was drafted. And they were drafted maybe 30 picks apart in their, you know, respective seasons. The Cardinals knew Baez was really raw, and they knew there was probably going to be some real ups and downs, and he was going to probably struggle, and at times it was going to be really bad. But Baez had the benefit of doing it away from – he had the benefit of doing it in small minor league parks, no media paying attention, nobody scrutinizing him, no one making a big deal when he's failing. And he was able to work through his failures and just steadily get better and learn from his failures. You know, Walker, like, almost immediately, he had 205 minor league games, and all of a sudden he's in the big league straight from Double A. So when he starts to fail and struggle, it's a really big deal, because it's like, oh my gosh, he never had a chance to, because he never needed to work through those problems as he was making his way to the majors, because he made it look easy down in the minors. And so I think there's something to be said about letting these kids work through their problems. Some failure can actually help them. And I think Baez is an example of that. And Walker kind of freezes up now because, man, everything seems to go so wrong. He can't get his confidence. I think he gets confused. And the only thing that bugs me is that you got so many people that want to blame the Cardinals for this, which is just absolutely ridiculous. You know, by now, you know, Jordan Walker's been around. He should be making adjustments. He should be learning from his failures. And, you know, no one can go in the batter's box for him, right?
No, doesn't work that way. Bernie, we always appreciate the time. We encourage everybody to read you over at STL Sports Central. Your piece today was fantastic, as they normally are.
Thank you, man.
We'll have you tomorrow for Redbird Rush Hour during the 5 o'clock hour, which is great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. Great to have you with us today. We are currently efforting Neil Sika. He is a broadcaster with MLS Season Pass and Apple TV, and he's going to be on the call coming up this weekend, so we hope to get him on to preview what City's got going on this weekend. And a reminder for you, Jen Cease, she is going to be on. We'll get you a little bit of City coverage here for just a few moments when we talk to Neil, but if you want lots of talk about City SC, you'll get just that during the 8 o'clock hour when Jen Cease has you for City Spotlight as City is getting ready for a matchup. They're going to be at home coming up on Saturday evening. Saturday evening. It feels like a Friday to me for some reason. It shouldn't, because the Cardinals always play on Friday. They're not playing, but it feels like a Friday. They're going to match up against Dallas. That's going to be coming up on Friday night. You can hear it on our sister station, Y98. And, of course, you watch it on Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. And on the call of that game coming up on Saturday, it is going to be Neil Sika. He joins us right now. We're joining us on the program. Neil, thanks so much for making the time for us once again. How are you?
Matt, good to talk to you. I'm great. Thanks.
So this is a City team that's obviously... it's not a good year. They're struggling. They haven't won many games. They've had a coaching change. They fired their sporting director. They're not headed to the playoffs. There's not much time left in the season. What can they accomplish? What are the things that you would like to see from City as they match up against Dallas coming up on Saturday?
You know, this might sound a little goofy, but coming as a neutral and calling these games, the entertainment value. And I think... for the fans, not knowing maybe how the roster is going to be shaped next year, but the fact that you've had three straight games, 3-2, even though they haven't gone City's way, I think the value of how they've played under David Critchley, there is a little bit of a spirit and just a sense of let's go for it, even though maybe there has been not the conviction you need to win games, the defensive prowess, the structure, the consistency. Those are all things that need to be figured out. And it's a thing that probably goes beyond the interim head coach's head. But I think he's gone in there with the feeling that, hey, we're going to go for it. There's some life in some of the players that maybe you didn't see early in the year, especially João Klaus. The way they've attacked, I would have loved to have seen a Mekhi Joyner play again this weekend, but he's away with on international duty. I think players like Songbin and Devin Pedelford, who have come in from Minnesota, they've kind of rejuvenated, and you see a little bit of a sense of we're getting minutes now, we're getting the opportunity to play. So I think guys obviously playing for jobs, that's an easy tagline when you're out of it. But the entertainment and excitement, like, and I have to give credit to St. Louis's fans. We know the history of what soccer means to this city. The fact that 2 years in a row, you're deep in the basement, you're trying to work yourself out, and the fans are sticking with this team. I was beyond impressed with the crowd in the Houston game. They're down 3-0, 75th minute. You could have the empty seats. I think there's a lot still in terms of where this hunger for a winner and going back to 2023 invokes. And I think next year, David Critchley's even said this, whether he's the guy or not, it's a huge year for the club just to come off of these last two seasons. But I think the entertainment value now that you're getting for the group It's never a boring game, and I'm looking forward to that because it means a lot to Dallas, too, with the way they sit up for the playoff positions here down the last six, seven games.
How much of a challenge do you think it's going to be for the organization that you mentioned? Guys are playing for jobs, and there's always video. I'm probably overstating things when I say this, but the person who's going to be making these decisions, whoever the next sporting director is, he or she is not there right now to watch this in real time.
Yeah, no, you've got your president, Diego Gigliani, and John Hackworth being the technical director. There is a sense, and I got that from talking with David Critchley, that he feels pretty comfortable the way things are. And he's put it out there. He's not shying away saying that he wants the job. I think that's going to be something for them to decide. But in the longer scheme of things, are you going to go with someone who's gotten the MLS experience, whether it be at the technical level or the coaching level? And there have been names that have been tossed around out there. So there's a lot of white noise in the background. I think for that to come to fruition, you have a short off season with which to deal with. You have to feel like how you want to operate as a club, the way you want to play. Is that going to continue? I think the stability of having a John Hackworth who's in that position, who has been in the interim role, who's coached in the league, is a helpful transition for that. And one that they could have looked to him to be in this interim situation after the Olof Mellberg stuff didn't work out. But they gave a young guy a shot in David Critchley. And whether he gets the job going forward or not, it's going to set himself up well to be in good stead if it's in MLS or in another part of the professional world of coaching. But for St. Louis, I think knowing that identity and what core people do you want to keep the team based around going forward into 2026? Because, look, Leuven, I think for me, is the bread and butter of the team, but his health is obviously a concern, or whether he can stay healthy now that he's been in a run of form of games. I think you can see where the attack really hums. I think where some of these guys are bought into the way they're playing under David Critchley. And that's what they're going to have to identify, whether he's the guy or if not, they're going to have to make that decision relatively quickly in the off season to build upon what they want to do in terms of turning this thing around in 26.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of really dumb things down here, but you look at the way things are going right now. You mentioned the three straight 3-2 losses, and I mean, they've had some bad luck go against them. They had a penalty call where basically the league has said it shouldn't have been called that way. When you are struggling, you don't get good luck either. Bad luck always goes along with teams that are struggling. To get out of that, does it come down to putting together an effort, but also hoping that luck starts to kind of go in the other direction all at the same time?
Yeah, I think so. But look, you've got a little bit of a blueprint of what this thing could really look like or when they've played well. The beginning of the Nashville game, in fact, the majority of the Nashville game, I thought they were sensational coming out of the League's Cup window, which they obviously didn't participate in. But that's a contender who was in the race for the Shield not too long ago in Nashville. And they took their licks from St. Louis in that game. And I think there have been spells and moments like in Chicago or even in Vancouver in the way they started. And you're referencing the ending of that game and the re-refereeing of it, to which, you know, that's the nuts and bolts sometimes of things that go against you. And in a lost season, it's only kind of amplified and magnified. But I look at a game that the last St. Louis game that I did, Minnesota, where they played exceptionally well. And then Durkin comes on, and you have the red card, and it flips around in the last 15 minutes. I think when you've gotten a group of players that, one, have started to identify the way you want to play, well, now you got to have that sensation, especially with some of the young players, of how to figure out how to win and closing out some of these games where they've had leads. And outside of the Houston game, you can look at Vancouver. You can look at Nashville, Minnesota. Nashville, they obviously won, but circumstances where they had leads in those games. Chicago on the road had a lead in that game. So figuring out a way to close that out, maybe you're feeling a little bit different, even though the playoffs were going to be a long shot. So there's a lot to like in this current curriculum of games coming out of League's Cup from them, to where I think they can build upon that. But if you're looking at maybe a litmus test of what it could look like consistently, then I would refer back to that Nashville game right out of League's Cup and how they played in handling one of the better teams in the East.
Odd question. I'll finish you off with this, because here in St. Louis, MLS soccer is still something that is relatively new. And for me personally, I'm still kind of getting used to the rhythm of the season. It's such a long season, But here we're talking, and there's City's got six games left. There's just over 6 weeks left in the year. And it felt like a minute ago we were talking about, well, there's still plenty of time for this team to find their way and still sneak into the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, that's just not a thing. As someone who calls games on an every week basis, does the end of the season kind of sneak up on you the way it feels that way for me right now?
It does. It does. Like, we had all this congestion of leagues, cup games, and whether you're a participating team or not, at least in this year's version. And that's all kind of crunched into the schedule. And we're talking about all these teams that may have set themselves up well for the back half. But now a team like St. Louis, where, yeah, you're thinking, all right, it's not going to happen, but they're not mathematically eliminated yet. I think that's the second life of what this season gives you, to the fact that, sure, it's still an extremely long shot, but a team like Dallas, for instance, has a new lease on what they think this season could be after things don't work out with Lucho Acosta. And now they feel like they're starting to put it together. And this is a game in hand that they have on much of the West. And I think for those who have hung around the 500 mark, this is where things get really exciting, just because maybe they're not the teams that are going to make a deep run in the postseason, but us as Americans, we love the playoff model and the format. I've always been in favor of that, just being a guy that grew up going to so many high-stakes games in the NBA or the NFL. Like, I've embraced the postseason aspect of MLS, and whether that's a wild card game or a series, the opportunity to have so many teams that are in play to have a shot at that, whether it's going to be a short life in the postseason or not, makes it all the more valuable here over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, even if St. Louis, if a few of those games go their way, they could be even thinking beyond what the circumstances present themselves right now, where they sit next to last in the West. But that's the thing. They can be spoilers to so many teams that still, like a Dallas, have a shot going into this weekend.
Neil Seek will be on the call on MLS Season Pass, Apple TV. If you haven't made the plunge yet, take a look. Especially here in the final part of the season, maybe you can pick up another team that's more likely to be in the playoffs, and you can watch their full playoff coverage as well. They do an incredible job covering the sport, not just with the game broadcast, but the studio shows, all the other content. Pretty remarkable what they've been able to do in building this product in a very short amount of time. Neil, thank you so much for the time. Have a great call, and we'll catch up with you again down the line.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Neil Seeca joining us on the program. One more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a couple minutes left here in hour number one of the program. We're going to do a lot of college football in hour number two. It is a big weekend from a college football standpoint, most notably the Mizzou-Kansas game, as the border showdown is set to resume. First time these two teams have matched up against each other since Missouri left the Big 12 for the SEC, so that's going to be a lot of fun, and people are pretty jacked up for that. And then number 11 Illinois football this weekend, they're going to go on the road to take on Duke. On paper, that looks like a pretty good game. So we're going to talk with folks who cover both of those teams coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, and looking forward to doing that as at 7:05, so just after the 7 o'clock news. We're going to talk with Natalie Jones, and then at about 7:20, we're going to talk with Glenn Kinley, a couple TV reporters covering those two programs, and that's going to be coming up in just a while. We'll continue to talk Cardinals baseball. The overwhelming narrative and conversation and topic that we have had for really since the trade deadline is what can you accomplish here during this final time left in the season, especially if they're not going to be a playoff club. And I thought yesterday was an important day because we've seen Matthew Liberatore start to bounce back. I know there are people out there, and this is one area that I actually was not in on. I have felt very, very, very good about the future prospects of Matthew Liberatore and him seemingly hitting that wall. For me, it was simply connected to the fact that he was being asked to do something that he had never really been able to do before. So that's that's the better way to say it. So he was going through something, and he was, you know, pushing his body in a way that he had not pushed it in a baseball season before. So, yeah, you hit a little bit of a wall. he has come out of that. He has gotten marginally better his last few times out. He gets out of the fifth inning and records an out in the sixth inning for the first time since late June. He wins a game for the first time since late June. And there's going to be value in this because now all you got to do is kind of keep him where he's at, get him through the end of this season, keep him healthy, and let him go into that season, into the offseason, and hopefully he is better set up for next year. So that's an example of things being accomplished here in the final month or so of the season. We'll talk more about that a little bit coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. That's coming up right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.